Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means, well, you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it is the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Spoon, Hippocampus, and Jay Sum. Today's reissue song is from the Buggles, from a re-release of their classic Age of Plastic album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from Dappled Cities. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Pale Waves. Pale Waves is an indie alt-pop mixed-gendered four-piece out of Manchester, England. They are Heather, Sierra, Hugo, and Charlie, and they describe their sound as, quote, reverb and glitter, unquote. The band is just recently signed to Dirty Hit Records, which they have a wonderful track record for discovering new artists, like the 1975, for example. Pale Waves have just launched this single, There's a Honey, on February 20th. I believe a full-length album is in the works. New music from Pale Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
trying.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5. WMFO, TK here with you. Music you might otherwise miss. Getting things started here on a Tuesday morning. Closing off that two-song set of the opening hour with a brand new tune from Hippocampus, which I think is a hilarious name. These four young lads hail from Woodbury, Minnesota, and they craft some pretty nifty alt-pop music. I first found them in 2014 when they had only been together as a band, maybe a little over a year. They are a hardworking bunch of guys. They began their journey when they only had one single called Little Grace, but they took every opportunity to take any gig and play as often as they could. They got the attention of a local Minneapolis radio station, The Current, and their career has taken off after that. This is their first full-length album from Hippocampus. The new disc is Landmark and came out February 20th, and that song I just featured was Way It Goes. Changing musical direction with something new from Trementina. Trementina is an indie dream pop mixed gender foursome from Valdivia, Chile, but make their base of operations now in Santiago. This talented young band from South America just signed a deal with Burger Records. The band will be launching their full-length record label debut, 810, on March 24th. In the meantime, they've released this pre-release, wonderfully lush single called Please Let's Go Away. New music from Trementina here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Wish I wasn't so shy, wish I could look in your eyes, tell you all of those things that I've been thinking inside. Oh, I wish I was stronger, maybe then I could conquer all my fears and conditions, get all the things I've been missing. And maybe if I could say the way I'm feeling today, you would love me tonight and take me all the way. I wish I wouldn't look down from this heart to the ground, tell you all of my feelings, but I'm still feeling it out. And if this drink was stronger, maybe then I could conquer all my wants and my wishes, would be all Mr. and Mrs. Yeah, maybe if I could say the way I'm feeling today, you would love me tonight, I'd take you all the way. This is my one desire, I'll save you from the fire. I wanna
Maybe if I could say the way I'm feeling today, you would love me tonight. I'd take you all the way. This is my one desire. I'll save you from the fire. I want to conquer you and make you mine. I'm not a believer, but I want you. I want you. I want you. I'm not a believer, but I need you. I need you. I need you.
Oh, that was the latest material from Freedom Fry here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned into music you might otherwise miss. Freedom Fry is a duo of Marie Serrat and Bruce Driscoll, and they're from Paris and Los Angeles, respectively. They write and play some tremendous indie, alt, pop, electronica, international-styled music. The story goes that the pair first met in April 2011 when Marie was a stylist on the video for Driscoll's other band called Blondefire. I don't know if you remember them. Bruce was attracted to Marie's whispery voice and, well, the rest is history. Since that time, they've been putting out a steady stream of singles. Hell, you know, like this year alone, and it's only February, they have released 3 singles thus far, with the latest being what you just heard there, that is called Napoleon.
Every single one of his medical bills, everything, is just all taken care of.
We have phenomenal research, outstanding clinical care, and the generosity of public, which allow us to treat patients regardless of what it takes.
At St. Jude, families never receive a bill for treatment, travel, housing, or food, because the only thing a family should worry about is helping their child live.
Because of you.
Gracias a ti.
Because of you.
There is St. Jude.
Next up is a new piece from The Calm Fiasco, which I really like that name as well. The Calm Fiasco is a high-energy alt-rock quartet from Glasgow, Scotland. They are Del Morin, who handles lead vocals, guitar, Harry Fleming, bass, guitar, and vocals, Andy McInnes, drums and percussion, and Greg Totten on lead guitar. I was quite taken with their self-description. They fancy themselves as, quote, a killer combination of dangerously catchy indie guitar pieces, energetic drum beats, mesmerizing pop hooks, and Glaswegian accented voices. Their latest effort is a single. It's called Just Don't Care Anymore, and it's not out yet in the United States, but it's really new music from The Calm Fiasco here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Say what you want to do.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Dappled Cities right after the latest here from Spoon.
Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Get the stars out your eyes. Come and bring them to me. I've been gone so long. I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long. I gotta give me my world. Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? To Memphis alone, 'cause you'd do it for me. I know you would. All the kicks from the sticks, all the kicks are in the room. I put all that aside, concentrate on you. All the kicks from the sticks, all the hits that we took, all them stitches we got, all our brains so good.
New music from Spoon here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday morning. And I have to say, I am impressed with this latest effort from these boys from Austin, Texas. Spoon has been, I guess it's been 3 years since their last album. They also have a new record label. They had been on Merge for almost 10 years, and then they went to Loma Vista, and then on to Matador. The new album, Hot Thoughts, is due out, March 17th, I suppose, there it is. March 17th is due out. This is the second single off the disc, and it's called Can I Sit Next to You? Well, it's time for our first feature. This is The Lineage, the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Dappled Cities. This band from Down Under may have an unusual name, but there is nothing unusual about their talent. They're a five-piece band out of Sydney, and they describe their music as art rock or experimental pop. I became aware of them a couple years back with the release of their debut album, which is where part two of today's feature comes in. But now, let's talk about the new album. It's called Five. It's not yet available here in the United States, or even Australia for that matter. It is scheduled for a March release date. See what you think of their selected single. It's called Stone Men. So this is Dappled Cities. They are today's Lineage on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's lineage that was Dappled Cities with Fire, Fire, Fire. From their 2006 debut release, Grand Dance. If you like experimental pop, that's a good record for you. It's a good deal. Anyway, want to remind you, if you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. I also have a couple videos that are housed there and some free downloads. It's easy to find, to search. Check it out. tksmusic.com. Human of Tunes going here today with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Buggles. The album that has been reissued is the one that started it all for them, The Age of Plastic, which came out in 1979, and it was their debut effort. It also housed the song slash video that launched MTV, which is Video Killed the Radio Star. That video was the very first one played on the brand new music channel. The video premiered at 12:01 a.m. on 1 August 1981. I had actually purchased the album in the early 1980 when it was released here in the United States. So, of course, the song I picked for you is the big single, Help. I still like it. So this is the Buggles with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio. Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a new single from J Sum. I only just found J Sum in early 2016, and I was totally smitten. Melina Duterte is the force behind this band. So, as I mentioned, I first found J Sum back in February of 2016, and then I've been playing tracks from them ever since. I think Melina is terrifically talented, and she's also quite prolific. She released her debut full-length album in July of 2016, and she already has her follow-up record, Everybody Works, and it's set for release on March 10th. Song I just played for you there is the album's third pre-release single. That is called Baby, B-A-Y-B-E. And J Sum is out on tour and will be visiting Great Scott in Brighton on March 28th. The opening band is the Courtneys, which I really like them as well. I'm expecting a wonderful show, and I will be there in attendance. Keeping the tunes going here with a band called Bleached. Bleached is basically two sisters, Jennifer and Jessica Clavin, along with Jonathan Safley, rather, and Alex Goshen. These California girls are ready to release their first EP. It's not like they haven't been busy releasing albums and singles over the years. This just happens to be their first EP. Anyway, the new disc is called Can You Deal and officially drops March 3rd. This is Flipside. New music from Bleached here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
John.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK. And we finished up there with a new track from No Vacation. I really like these guys. So No Vacation, they're an alt-pop band project started by Sabrina Mai and Basil Salah, playing together in their dorm rooms before they evolved into a full band, which is now includes three additional players. They refer to their music as bedroom pop, which is, I think, very clever. They came on fast in 2015, and I guess it took a toll on them. The band took a break before regrouping in late 2016. That song, Mind Field, M-I-N-D, Field, was reflective of the band's journey from excitement to disharmony to taking some time off and finally getting back together. I believe the band will be releasing more new music come this summer. Let me slip in one more from Sarah Beth Nelson. Sarah fronts the four-member band based out of San Francisco. They've been together for a couple years now and have a deal with Burger Records, which is how I found them. Their new album is titled O Evolution, and it came out February 24th. I was really quite taken with it and had the delicious dilemma of trying to decide which song to play. I ended up going with Hazy. However, I'm going to make her my double down feature in next week's show. Their tour is getting started, and they have a stop in Austin for this year's South by Southwest, which I am going, and I am thrilled. I'm definitely going to go be seeing them. So this is Sarah Beth Nelson with Hazy. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 on music you might otherwise miss.